This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 88. Ask Leo. Back to the phones. Chris is on the line, Lakewood, California. Hi, Chris. Leo Laporte here.
Thank you, Leo.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for this. I need some good advice that I can't get any advice on. I hope you can help me with this. I'm a writer and a proofreader, and I'm thinking about either getting an iPad or a Microsoft Surface. I was actually leaning in the direction of getting the Surface, but I recently went to an Apple store and was told that I can get everything that I can get an iPad that will do everything that the Surface will do, which includes Adobe Acrobat, which I need because I work on PDF files, and Microsoft Word.
Not even close. That's a lie. They're lying
really?
To you. Well, they're trying to sell you an iPad. You'd have to be very generous in your definitions of everything you want to do to say that the iPad could do everything a Surface can. It's the difference between iOS and a full version of Windows. So I don't think it takes too much to think about before you realize that Windows can do far more than an iPad can do. Far more.
Oh, okay.
So you have to think about what you need to do. Do you need to use Microsoft Office?
Yes, I do. Word documents.
All right. There is Microsoft has made Word available on the iPad, but it's a tablet touch version. It's not the same thing as the version of Word, which is available for the Surface. Now, the Surface is going to end up costing you more by the time you put all the stuff together. iPads don't come with a keyboard. You can use a Bluetooth keyboard, but it's just a separate thing, whereas Surfaces have a click-on keyboard that make it much more like a laptop.
Oh, okay.
If you're talking about modifying PDFs, that's much easier to do on Windows. There are many better tools than there are on an iPad. I think you'd find yourself... You probably can do a lot of what you want to do on an iPad with a significant degree of frustration.
Oh, okay. Or, I don't want that.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
Now, I think are you talking about a Surface Pro 3?
Yeah, which one do you recommend, the Surface?
I would. Well, this is your work computer. I would get a Surface Pro 3, and you're going to get it's going to cost you more than an iPad, a lot, because you're getting a real computer now. You're not getting a tablet. Because you're going to get the touch, the keyboard that snaps in, the type keyboard. And you may want to get a dock, which would allow you then to have a big screen and a regular keyboard when you're at home. I presume the reason you want a Surface is you want portability, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I can work as if I was working on my desktop at home, you know, when I'm out and about.
Yeah. I mean, the guy at the Apple store, if he wanted to keep you in the fold, should have said, or you can buy a MacBook, their laptop. But an iPad is going to be an exercise of frustration for what you want to do, I think.
Well, I'm so glad I called you, Leo.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there is a new Surface, the Surface 3, this is what you said, help me choose, comes out in May. It's also a full version of Windows. It's thinner and lighter. It's more iPad specs. In terms of a size, but it's still a full version of Windows. So
you know what? I think the Surface Pro. Did you say that the new 3 is coming out
in May?
Oh, I'll wait till May. That's worth it.
Yeah, that's going to be. It's not better than the Pro. It's a less expensive. Starts at $499. Coincidentally, the same price as the iPad. It's a less expensive version of the Surface Pro 3. It's the Surface 3, but it is running full Windows. Microsoft has abandoned their Windows RT platform, thank goodness, because that was really confusing for people. It didn't run with stranded Windows apps. You're already using a Windows computer now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You want something that's going to operate the same way as you're operating now.
Exactly.
But portable. That's a Surface.
Exactly.
That's a Surface. And the Surface screen is great. I think you're going to like it better. I'm glad you called, too. Remember that when you go into an Apple store and you ask them, they're going to tell you something that's self-serving. And by the way, I love the iPad. People, you know, I actually take great pleasure in a call like that because it puts the lie to the people who think, oh, Leo, you're such an Apple fanatic. And the other people say, oh, Leo, you hate the iPad. I don't love or hate anything. This is technology. These are tools. It's like saying, I love this hammer. It's just a hammer. Maybe you have a favorite tool manufacturer. You know, maybe you're a a steel guy or a Black and Decker person, but when it comes to technology, it's just a tool, and you should get the tool that's right for you. And if somebody calls and says, I'm a carpenter, and I'd like to use this screwdriver to hammer nails, I'm going to tell you, get a hammer. Get a hammer. And I am not a fanboy. And this is, I think, what confuses people is because, unfortunately, technology coverage has started to become like team sports coverage. You have to pick a team and root for it. And my team, right or wrong, do or die. And I don't feel that way. I feel like, you know, this is all about finding a tool that's right for what you need to do. And in this case, I think the Surface Pro, I would get the Surface Pro 3. It's a little more expensive, but this is your work. This is your work. No, I don't hate screwdrivers. If if it's screwing you need to do, you should get a screwdriver. I'm just saying, if you want to hammer a nail, get a hammer.